Hello and welcome to our special edition of EWA India Insights podcast series to celebrate and showcase remarkable women leaders. I'm Sonu Iyer, your host today. I'm the executive sponsor for Diversity, Equity and Inclusiveness at EY. In this special edition to celebrate the International Women's Day, I'm delighted to welcome Deepa Pant to our EY India Insights podcast. Deepa Pant is the founder and CEO of Swatanya, a responsible creative crafts enterprise that empowers underprivileged women by upskilling them to make beautiful, environment-friendly handicraft products. Deepa, by qualification, is also a fashion graduate from NIFT, and she had 13 plus years in corporate world, and the last two roles were as the chief operating officer. She continues to inspire many by her visionary philanthropic work. She's revered for her transformative work. She embodies purpose and spiritual depth. She inspires co-creation and unity. Her unwavering dedication to social impact and spiritual enlightenment continues to elevate communities and ignite positive changes worldwide. I'm super privileged to host Deepa in our podcast today. Thank you, Deepa. Welcome to EY India Insights podcast.
Thank you so much, Sonu. I'm really looking forward to this. Thank you for having me here.
Okay, we'll get started without much ado. So the very first question, Deepa, I want to ask about is, what's the inspiration for creating Swatanya? You know, this whole journey that you've embarked on to empower underprivileged women, making them entrepreneurs in the craft that they are best at, the vision, the mission that guides you in driving this social enterprise.
Well, as you, beautifully summed up the introduction. So I do remember the first day I had just done my postgrad from NIFT, stepped into the fashion industry with stars in my eyes, began a 13-year-long stint working with the big names like Nike, Woolworths, launching a domestic activewear brand, taking it across India, working with 6 of the 8 IPL teams as their in-stadia fan merchandise partners, working with artisans, shilp gurus, etc., with my stint at KOD. So it was a very wholesome experience. I saw the good side of the industry and the bad side. For example, every rejected shirt of a global, big global brand that we manufactured for, it was actually incinerated in our factory. It was burnt so that the label doesn't get compromised. And it made no sense to me. I come from Delhi where people live on roads, even in extreme cold without proper clothing. So aping the West blatantly or rejecting thousands of meters of raw material just because there was, an 18-20 difference of color, also how we treated our workers, artisans, how we run our businesses, which were purely based about money. So all these questions really sort of had started bothering me. And in 2012, I was at the peak of my career, and I remember being completely disillusioned, and even thinking that what was I doing there? Forget about changing lives. Was I even creating a positive impact in a single person's life? So, these were the questions which were sort of, the inner voice was calling out. And that's when I decided to take a break, volunteered as a choreographer for an NGO for street kids for a dance competition. We danced on Jai Ho and we won. That's when I realized that whatever we love to do, if we do it with a bit of consciousness, it can bring so much of joy to people. Also, it was serendipity of sorts, because that's when I met their mothers, aunts, sisters, these children. And these women are not just hundreds, but thousands, actually millions, who have migrated from villages, who are living in urban slums all around us. They are homemakers. And in reality, they are actually homebound due to patriarchal norms, lack of education, skills, but they have aspirations, but no opportunities, dreams to become somebody, their families or their children would look up to. So Swatanya became such a platform to handhold and train such women, help them create beautiful handcrafted conscious products like toys, accessories, decor, gifting products, using upcycled and recycled raw materials. And all this, you know, they could do that from the comfort of their homes. The women earned with dignity, and we marketed through various B2B, D2C channels to make it a sustainable business model. So as far as Swatanya is concerned, it's strongly driven by triple bottom line principle: people, planet, and profit. And that's why over the years, you know, interestingly, we align beautifully with all the concepts like SDGs, circular economy, Make in India, Atmanirbharta. Incidentally, Swatanya means Swatantra women. So, and also happy to share, you know, over the years, more than 1,000 women have been trained by us. And some of them have been continuously working with us even for 5, 7, even 9 years now.
So, Deepa, I can kind of relate it with the government's vision of Sashakt Nari, Saksham Bharat. So, bilkul usme hai. So, Make in India, Viksit Bharat, all of these boxes are ticked by the Swatanya entity that you founded and the mission that you've embarked on. What, according to you, sets Swatanya apart?
Well, I would say the first aspect to it is feasibility. So when we work with the community, we work with the women, we empower them to decide what is it that they want to do, when to come, how many hours to put in, how to get trained, you know, how to work in the best way possible, which suits them and their families. So interestingly, you know, the whole model evolved around the women very beautifully. And, you know, we had a work from home model much before the pandemic really hit us. And the second aspect is like the USP that you would want to call is our deliverability. So handcrafting industry has three major challenges: quality, consistency, and timelines. We have been able to crack the code on all three, and actually can proudly share that, you know, in the last 11 years, not a single order has been rejected or cancelled due to quality or delay issues. And this, I understand, you know, coming from the industry, I know what it really means. The third aspect is diversity. We work with urban slums that are home to people right from Himachal to Northeast, down to Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Goa. You know how, you know, slums are. People from everywhere travel and come and settle. And they just don't belong to different religions, but different castes, different cultures. So while it brings a beautiful, diverse flavor to all that we do, it has its own challenges. And life in slums is tough. It's not easy. They have to battle it out for even their basic needs. So keeping them together as a group is a continuous, conscious task.
Thanks, Deepa. Deepa, your journey and work have had a significant impact on empowering underprivileged women. Now, how does Swatanya identify and empower, you know, these women, including the skills training and the support that you would have to provide for such people to come up? And of course, how do you measure the impact that it has had on their lives?
So we train women on skills like stitching, crochet, knitting, embroideries, etc. For a woman to be a part of Swatanya, she can, you know a bit of something, or maybe even nothing at all. All she needs actually is to have that desire to do something, to be willing to learn and earn. So, and we have training, upskilling, production models centered around the community to facilitate the financial empowerment journey. For, you know, how we assess the impact that they have there on their lives, you know, I can share some stories. When Salma Didi was handed her first earnings, she had tears in her eyes. And I remember becoming concerned, thinking that was she expecting more or was it not enough? And, you know, however, she said that all my life, I have only been told that I am good for nothing, first by my father, now by my husband. And this is the first time ever that I've earned my own money with my hard work. The second time again, when we handed her money, she teared up again. And we told her, Didi, it's time that you get used to it now. Then, you know, there is a story of Bindu who proudly flaunted gold earrings she brought from her earnings. Or Aarti, a mother of two school-going children who had come to us when her husband was out of work due to ill health. She became the sole earning member for more than a year while her husband recovered. And just 2 days back, you know, I'm so happy to share that she had Grah Pravesh of her own house that they built in her village in Himachal while celebrating her 25th anniversary. So some beautiful stories that we become, you know, we get to hear. They're very, very heartwarming. Thank you,
Deepa, for bringing to life Salma, Bindu, Aarti, and many, many others whose lives you are impacting.
Thank you, Sonu. Thank you.
Amazing, Deepa. I think really, really congratulations to you for making this work and getting this set of people together and rise above those parochial religious differences and appreciate the unity in their purpose. Truly inspiring. I mean, it begs the question, what does success mean to you? How do you measure success beyond the sales, which is also critical to keep the business enterprise going?
So I would say, success is a relative term, really. And for me, it means what impact is created in the lives of all our stakeholders. So, when it comes to, we do a lot of workshops with the corporates as well. And so when we do them, it's the long lasting impact. These workshops are mostly, you know, for family day or employee engagement workshops. So, what's the long lasting impact we create during these workshops where people, come to us and say that the next time whenever they buy something new or discard something, they will always remember Swatanya. Then for us, success is when the students whom we address, we engage them with through various programs, internships, etc. You know, when they get inspired through Swatanya. Then also, for the women, I would say, it's not just for success for us, it's not just about their financial empowerment, but it's much beyond, how their families, for example, have been impacted. Husbands who were skeptics earlier are now supportive, pitching in with the household work when the woman is busy making her pieces. Children whose tuitions were paid by moms have now, graduated. Example, Chandu Didi, who works with us. She now has, her daughter has now a hotel management diploma and is working for the Radisson Gurgaon. So, and we, by the way, have an open invitation for a coffee there. But I think most of all, it's also the impact on the communities that the women have now started creating. So it's a very beautiful story, Sonu. I would love to share this with you. My first ever flight, was funded by NIFT. When they flew me from Chennai to Delhi to present my award-winning project live at IGNU, which was to be relayed across centers. And 21 years later, these women have become the first ones, not just in their families, but in their villages, to be part of Team Swatanya and to fly to Hyderabad, invited by Microsoft to conduct a sustainability workshop for 300 of their employees. So, and they have done this on their, they've earned this for themselves, instead of just getting it as a gift, So that is what really brought goosebumps to me, that, how we can, the whole, I could see the whole cycle, starting from me and then going on to these women and culminating there in a way. So that is beautiful success story for me.
Deepa, I think it's well said that if you change the life of one woman, you change the life of the entire community, and you are, changing the lives of so many women. Hats off to you. But you mentioned Microsoft and how they've supported Swatanya women and the first ever flight assumed to Hyderabad. And, I'm just thinking, how critical are these partnerships and collaborations that you make along the way for the success of the enterprise and for you as an entrepreneur in particular?
So very, very interesting question. And I feel so much earlier in my journey, I'd realized that if you are in the development space specifically, the impact cannot be, you know, just a person driven. It's a community. There's a very strong community aspect to it. Interestingly, our culture has always spoken about, you know, how we all need to be conscious of our communities, conscious of our planet, right? It's very strong in our culture in any case. So partnerships, collaborations have always been a very, very strong focus with Swatanya. I'll give you an example. This is one of many. So, but this is the first one. So very close to my heart. It's a socks making factory based in Maharashtra, Palghar. They are one of the biggest manufacturers and exporters of socks from India. They make 1 million socks a month, just to give you an idea. And so the owner is a very good friend. And I got talking to her and I said, you know, what do you do with all these, the waste that you generate? And she said, see, I mean, we try and mostly it goes to a landfill. I said, so whatever you're sending to a landfill, just send it to me. Let me see what we can do with it. She said, sure enough. And, you know, one fine day on Sunday morning, I get a call from a tempo guy and he's like, madam, aapke boxes aa gaye. So some 51 boxes had arrived. And I've been working, Swatanya has been running out of my home and the homes of the women. We've kept our costs as minimal as possible. And so, and I was like, I don't have space. So I reached out to a friend and I said, okay, can we use your basement? Fortunately, it was, it had space. So we stocked up the cartons. And, you know, some of them were the socks were mended. We donated it to orphanages. And we were still left with a lot of them. And we actually started creating those beautiful, soft toys using socks, and we created a whole range of it. You know, here, this is what we have done with your waste. They love the product. They said that, I mean, please, we will be so happy to buy this back from you. So, you know, and use it for our visual merchandising, gifting, whatever, right? Even sales. So it has become a kind of a, you know, every few months we'll get stocks from them. We'll convert it into beautiful toys and we'll send it back to them. So collaborations like these, and then, you know, now brands have started coming to us. Another brand it's a sustainable women's wear brand. So they came to us because they were wanting to become a zero waste factory, and they're cutting waste. They didn't know what to do with it. So we said, okay, let's see. And then we made a lot of, you know, very interesting tactile toys and other kind of products that, you know, would work very well with, you know, children. And they loved it. And so that's another collaboration that we've done with this brand. So using a second degree waste, right? A cutting waste from a waste fabric that they use. So possibilities are immense, and impact gets, you know, multiplied manifold if you do it as a collaboration, is what we firmly believe.
Wow, Deepa, this is fascinating. Deepa, honored that you shared that bit. I think for me, maybe for another day, a longer conversation on that agenda. But final question to you, Deepa. Yes. You know, what would be your message to other women who are aspiring to be entrepreneurs, you know, be catalysts for change, who are on this path? You know, what are some of the learnings that you've had along the way, and what would you like to pass on to them?
So the biggest learning, which I just, as I shared, was that be an entrepreneur, or be just, you know, even if you're just doing a job, or if you're just, you know, a homemaker, I think for anybody and everybody, getting connected to that inner voice, that inner guidance is something which I would really, really recommend. So what I would really suggest is that do try it out. There's no harm. And it's definitely, you'll find it worth exploring at least. And, you know, so one is, of course, for entrepreneurs and, you know, if you can do something, and I'm sure the light and the guidance will always be there, that if you can do something consciously, which is, you know, again, talking about, you know, how do you affect the people around that work for you, the people that you work for, what impact you are having on the planet, right? There is a lot of talk of sustainability and all, in any case nowadays. So if you can focus on those very basic principles when you look at doing a business, I think it can just make a huge impact, not just in your life, but also people's lives that you connect with and you touch. So that is something which I would really want, suggest that people can focus on, women can focus on especially.
Thank you, Deepa. That was amazing. Thank you for sharing your journey, your insights and your time. Truly appreciate it. But before I let you go, I do want, I'm thinking our audience would want to know, where do we get Swetanya products from? So where do they go to get Swetanya products? Are they available for retail users?
Absolutely. So we do, we are present on a lot of platforms, but we have our own website, swetanyaindia.com, and we are otherwise on platforms like Amala, Ukhai. These are all which focus on handcrafted sustainable products. And so we are very much accessible. We'll be happy to hear from you. And in case there are any questions, something that we can do together, just reach out. It's, we are just a Google click away. That's how I would like to put it.
Thank you very much, Deepa. Really a great pleasure having you on this podcast. Thank you for this. This is a wrap today. And look forward to coming back to you with yet another episode with another remarkable woman to showcase. Thank you so much.